Hello. This is Jesse Smith, the director, writer, and producer of Hook Up Fuck Up. And I'm here today to talk about some commentary. Commentary about this episode. Yes, it is an episode. I was going to do the show. Hopefully I'll get to do that more often, but just calm your tits, okay? I'm just one person. But anyway. Before we start with the episode and I go on the rambling, I just want to, you know, start out. This project was very interesting to me. This is my first time actually making a product, an entertainment product, and it was a very interesting process. From the writing to getting the cast to doing actual recordings was a very interesting process for me, and it was very exciting. And all the way to just getting it marketed. And I'll also, first thing, I would like to thank the 100 listeners that listened to it. It may have been repeat, it may have been bots, but thank you, bots or whatever. But thank you for listening to it. I really do appreciate it. But other than that, so the episode came to me first was from, obviously, you can see this is a queer, gay, whatever you want to call it. Entertainment show. Obviously derived from Grindr. I met a transgender woman there. She was a very sweet girl, very sweet. But she was in the furry community. There was nothing wrong about her. She's a very nice person. Very sweet person. We actually just cuddled a little bit most of the time. But anyway, other than that, I got the idea from her. The little inkling. And then I watched a lot of YouTube type of thing. And about this thing called like the right wing hole. Yes, unfortunately, it's a little political. I don't think I achieved it. But anyway, it went around... it's like you go down this little rabbit hole, which you get to more of an extreme alt-right approach, right? And I wanted to capture that in this episode. I don't think I achieved it, but that was my idea. I actually got an idea. Shout out to Ms. Lindsay Ellis. What she said, it's usually better to talk about, not to talk about it the thing directly, but doing it in such a way that you talk about the thing, but it's not really the thing directly. And I think that is actually a better way of doing things. Because mostly when you try to go up stuff directly, it's not as interesting than just trying to make in a fictional way to discuss the thing without it being weird, without it being like preachy, from my perspective. I think I'll start it here, and I'll do little pauses talking about the casting and all that type of thing. So I'm going to start. We're starting at 00, and I'm going to press play. Yeah, this is actually before... I ate ass, actually, if you can believe it. I actually eat ass now, currently, with a partner. So, she says I'm good. So, I think it was a future of things to come. I would like to say I never puked in my partner's ass, but yeah, this is before I ate ass, so that's why it sounds a little weird, but anyway. This is great. This comes from Anthony Munson. I actually found him on one of the task sites. He was really good. Really get the vibe I wanted. Very chaotic, sexual, club-like just chaotic. That's what I want. My show is like kind of chaotic with all this weird stuff coming in and like clubby, was just thinking about sex and all that type of thing. So that's what I was trying to go for. And I think Anthony really went through it. If you want to get any more of Anthony Munson or get him the thing, he does have a Spotify link that's down in the episode description. So I would suggest you go pick him up. Go help. He is really good music. Miles is, yeah, great. I'm going to pause it at 2:04. So what you're hearing right now is a very funny Miles Wright. With Miles's part, who plays Imani, it was actually, I was doing a backstage. So my friend, shout out to my friend Alex. I was trying to write this show. I thought I was just going to be a bunch of my friends, to be honest with you. I was just going to get one of my best friends to do the thing. And my other best friend, Mr. Alex, he told me, hey, why don't you actually bring in actors? I was like, I guess so. I got a little bit of salary, I guess. I guess I can throw him something. Do I have the greatest budget in the world? No, but I try to be as satisfying as anybody could be. So I actually did a virtual because, you know, it was like during COVID. It was in 2020. I think this when all this stuff went down. I think late 2020, all this stuff went into all this casting and stuff. And we had I went through several, I think 10 people. A lot of them were great. One guy actually was very funny, but unfortunately he was just a little too old for what I was looking for. But honestly, this guy sounded like he could have been on the Boondocks like that. I don't know. He was great. I had some younger guys, a college guy. It was very interesting, like trying to get them to where I wanted them to. Next time I'm going to try to really hone down what the character are. Really trying to hone that down so I can get what I want. Because you need to direct these people, and that's kind of one of the thing is that you need to understand that you need to understand your own characters so you can direct them in a way. Because if you don't know your own characters, they can't take your direction. They basically just tell them to do whatever, you know. But I think Miles did capture what Monty is. Just a weird, you know, this weird black dude is in the BDSM, a nerdy black guy, you know. And that's what I was trying to go for, and I think Miles kind of that cool nerdy black guy I was trying to go for, and I think that was what I was capturing. I think Miles did capture it. Miles was also very funny throughout the episode and stuff like that. So a shout out to Miles Wright. If you like Mr. Miles also, he's on IMDb, I think, and you can look him up, and he'll definitely, I think he's a really great actor, and I hope you try to pick him up as well. So I'll continue at 2 minutes and 4 seconds. Yeah, that would not be pleasant. It would not be pleasant. That man's great, isn't it? Isn't that great? It was kind of funny because actually there is, I didn't know like heterosexual couples eat ass, but they do. They do eat ass. One of my friends, my friend that's into sex all the time, he said one of his best friends has his girl, his best friend has a girl that eats her ass. So eating ass is it throw the sexual spectrum, you know. Yeah, I know what a furry is. Yeah. Furry, yeah. So, I'm gonna pause at 3:10. Yeah, so that's kind of how I met up with her. I didn't necessarily know that this trans woman was a furry. Maybe I remember. I can't remember. Oh, yeah, I think she said she was furry. I can't remember. Yeah, you know, it was a couple years ago, so. Man's is... Yeah, so anyway, yeah, so yeah, that's how the furry thing. So with upon like the furry thing, the furry community, I think I try to capture as well. I try to do some research on Discords, try to see try to see what kind of what they did and stuff like that, because I don't really know the furry community like that. Anthropomorphic is not really my thing, so. But I was able to actually get connected with actually a person from the furry community, which was good. Mrs. Clara. You'll hear her through in the episode as well. She was also the script writer. She did great. So having that sort of, I think that having that sort of eye on it from the community, it helps. So you're not just trying to bash it, which I was not trying to do really. It's just, it wasn't really bashing I'm trying to not bash the community, but it was more about using the, well, let's continue through the episode and then we'll have that, keep more having that discussion. So we're at 3 minutes and 10 seconds. Great. When I saw his recording one time, his recording was so funny. So I was very happy I was able to get him. I thought I wasn't able to get him because he missed a few things, but thank God he was at the recording. It was very fun. Sorry, guys. Ate a big old torta today. So we'll stop at 4 minutes and 13 seconds. So there was a very difficult, as you know, there's not like a plethora of transactions you can get. So it was very, unfortunately there was in the group. I actually reached out to actually a talent agency, but then they real, upon looking at the script and criticisms, and also just, you know, I have a limited budget, guys. I can't, you know. I'm just one person, so it's, you know, you can't, you try, but, you know, this is how it is. It's how it is. But I was able to get a couple of them to do an audition for me. One was Clara, which became the script supervisor, and Zoe Zero. I don't know if she still is, but I know her and her partner are having some difficult times right now. I think so still. So if you search for Zoe Zero, I think on Twitter or on Instagram, I think they do have a donation. I don't know which one. It's some donation website. I would suggest if you do like her work, to please support her and her partner at this difficult time. But yeah, Zoe was great. We had a really good recording. She has very interesting stories to tell. I'm from New York. Some stories that I was very interesting. The studio that I was with, the guy was all interested. So she has really great stories to tell and a really great actor. And let's continue. We're at 4 minutes and 13 seconds. The person that I was with had dog pick. They had a dog pick. Yeah, I think they did do dogs, but they only had like the paws and the head. I think the whole bodysuit's really expensive to get. So if you become like if you do get in the furry community, that bodysuit's real expensive, just tell you. You know, I I wish I did a little bit more with Adam. I think he was very funny. I wish I could have done a little bit more of a funnier scene for him, but anyway. Oh, good. These, like, sexual scenes, oh my god, they're so comfortable for me. Like, just think, like, some dude, so let me pause at 6 minutes. To be honest, oh my god, it was so uncomfortable to do the sexual scenes. Just even doing the intimate scenes, because, you know, like, especially, I'm dealing with real actors. This is my first time actually recording. Apologies if it sounds amateur. Hey, man, you gotta do what you gotta do as a production. This is how it is. You can't... Yeah, this is how it is. I mean, unless you're gonna pay a couple thousands of dollars that you had, which I didn't, you sometimes you have to be the main actor, which is, unfortunately, I had to be me. But yeah, the sexual scenes were kind of uncomfortable, but you just have to get into them, you know what I mean? I try to the best of my ability. But yeah, it was very uncomfortable trying to do them. But I think it was better when we weren't recording together. I don't know how comfortable I would be if me and Zoe were in the same room doing this. But anyway, let's continue on. Jason's getting freaked out about this cage. I don't know why. He's just being a little shit. Why don't you just go in the fucking cage? You know what I mean? This is an actual thing, alpha. It's not like alpha as in thing. There is an alpha thing. I can't remember what it was, but yeah, there is a alpha thing, but it's not like alpha as you think in the masculine terms. Oh yeah, that man, boy. Yeah, I think this is why one of the guys did not want to do it, because he thought it was like some porno. I'll pause at 6:48. So I was trying to get somebody to do video of audio editing for me. Audio editing for me. Before I met Matthew Sasaki, which was great. Matthew Sasaki also has an episode description if you want to link to his work and get some more work. The first guy said he wouldn't do it because he thought it was like sexual. I'm like, this wasn't, what did a guy you expect? It says hook up, fuck up. What did this guy expect? Was he's gonna expect that I was gonna do it wasn't a porno, it was just like, you know, it's about sex. I mean, hook up, fuck up, what am I supposed to do? It was the weirdest thing. And I didn't understand why. I guess he didn't feel like he professionally could deal with, I don't know, people eating ass or something. I don't know, I thought maybe that was a joke. Whatever the case. Matthew Sasaki wasn't as uncomfortable, and he said he was cool with it. And I gave him, because Matthew probably listened more than 30 seconds before he continued and knew it wasn't, something like crazy sexual or something. Very weird. I don't know. It was weird just to see like a sound engineer being so prude, but anyway, it's okay. We got Matt, which did great. Matthew did it very quickly when I needed him to. Anyway, Matthew Sasaki, he has MatthewSasaki.com. You can get his link on the episode description if you're interested in his work or interested in doing work with him or just, you know, listening more of his work. Starting at 6:51, 6:52. Oh yeah, interesting thing. I actually got this idea from the Loveless Joe Rogan, which is kind of funny. That's where I got the idea of that. He said that thing about jerking off before he did, which is, I do recommend, by the way. It is a good thing. once you jerk it and then you have your mind clear, yeah, you can actually just, you can understand what's going on. You can have a more clear mind if you like the person or not. It's not just a sexual thing, but that's actually true. I think that's true as well. That is actually true. I did eat dog food when I was little. My mom spanked me for that. But yeah, it was when I was little. I don't eat it now. Not like Jason. No. I applaud all my actors. Their comedic timing is impeccable. I'm merely a dude, so it's kind of funny. Man, just great. That was a funny scene. I like that one. It's not like I wrote it or anything. No, I think it was good. Miles made it a lot better than what it said on the thing. Pepe was actually, also another note, Pepe was actually one of my old dogs. He actually lived for a very long time. Shout out, RIP, my dog Pepe. See, I don't do the I can't do that, like actual iPhone alarm. I can't do that. I used some other one. I can't do that one. Oh, good. I don't know how you eat just eggs. You need some bacon, some toast. I could just eat eggs, you know what I mean? Shout out to Pancake House. I like bigger dogs, unfortunately, so. This Jason guy is so annoying, guys. The fuck are they playing? What are they playing, like... What are they playing, like, 1970s Pong or something? I don't know what's going on. No, I'm kidding. I'd like to say there is no First Snatchers here. It's a fictional group, guys, you know? Unless they are, but I'd never heard of them, but there's no such thing. I think somebody will tell you from later on that all this stuff is not anything related to furry community. We shall see. Pause at 13:55. So there was actually supposed to be, so Peppy, as you heard, was from the parents of Jason. There were actually scenes with the parents of Jason that were cut out of the script due to, as I said, budgetary reasons. Because I think these would people need to be paid, and unfortunately, you know, you gotta do it. So I had to cut those scenes. And actually, they were kind of just filler, so it was just to induce the parents. So hopefully when I get back into it, Jason's parents will come back in and stuff, and I can kind of give you what kind of the backgrounds and kind of stuff that I was going for that. So it was very interesting. So that's why you don't really hear his parents or anything, because I cut actually those scenes out, which were kind of fluff anyway, to be honest, so... That's what I'm saying. Dealing with these dogs. No, I'm kidding. I love my dogs. I love my dogs. Don't you shame me. Yeah, I think we, as I said, I think me and Zoe, we were able to get that going. Still a little bit of chemistry there. That's all I was saying. I don't know how you guys eat that. No, I'm kidding. Yuck. Man, I think regular dog food, I think it tastes like dehydrated garbage. I don't even know what it tastes like, actually. So I pause at 16:05. This is a Stuart Maxenheimer, the Mr. Dan, that's playing this very kind of character. I think he actually was, he's doing some, I think he moved out to California or something. He got, actually got a big role, so congratulations to Stuart. Congratulations to Stuart, and if, as I said, he seemed like he's doing well. If anybody wants to thing, he's also an IMDb IMDb if you want to hit him up on there. If you like his work. 1606. Actually, they do not. I think they have some sort of it. They actually do have information on that if you want to find it. I think it's like minimal though. But since all these, I don't know if it's like our generation or something, but everybody has a fucking dog these days. So that shit ain't happening. So if it was, if like dogs or pets were like major claims to climate change, we're all gonna be fucking dead underwater. That's all I gotta say about that. I could murder some burritos. No, I'm kidding. I am not hungry. I just ate two big ass torta today. So, no. But I do love burritos though. I know. Disgusting. It sounds like one of my other friends about this, but I will not disclose the name to hide their identity. Oh, look, who's that? This is also one of my best friends. I won't disclose the name, but Moog Baby is a best friend of mine. And they are very nice to do the recording. They also helped me with reviewing the script as well. So thank you, Moog Baby. Yeah, I think I rewrited this a little bit. I always want, I could see it clearly in my mind about like where he was at there. Also, disclaimer, furries are okay with getting their pictures taken of. This guy's a shit, so don't worry. If you want to go up to a furry person and say, hey, take a picture, they would love to take a picture with consent, of course. They would love to take a picture with you. They love that shit, so. Kind of like cosplays, but you do it for the pictures. So, 1925. I was trying to go with the store thing. I don't know. I just want to shout for all my little cast. So, I was trying to go for somebody that's kind of like, fuck, like I said, this fuck this job type of thing. But you see those people that are just like, I fucking hate this job. I saw several managers from when I used to work at Marshall's that look like that, to be honest with you. And that's why I'm like, if I can tell you anything, in my at least 30 years of life, please do what you like and don't do what you require. Just at least something, do what you love and not do what's required, because you're going to have a sad life. But anyway, that's what I was going for with the store manager. Like, just fuck this job. I hate this shit. It's boring as fuck type of thing. And Mr. Edward did gracefully. Mr. Red Elgard, he was very supportive of the show. Actually, one of the first ones. Very helpful. So much shout out to Mr. Edward Ostrigar. Oof, that's a lot. Ostrigar. And if you really like him, I definitely should check him out too. He's a very funny guy and very, very kind of supportive. Anyway, continue to 1925. We're halfway through this thing, guys. especially for academic papers, if you do not, if you don't like the topic, you will fall asleep. That's just straight up not. Guy was pretty good too. One of them I cannot disclose, but the other one, I think he's here too. Mr. Michael Mao, he's pretty good too. I liked him. That's fucked though. I don't know. I said Furby is because I think I was just. It sounded similar to furry, so that's a go. Shout out to my Furby generation. My Furby generation, so great. I used to have one. I used to love that thing. Now I guess you really don't need them anymore because you have a digital pet. You can make all these fucking digital pets now, so it's not really useful. But shout out to the physical pets of the physical. Digital pets of the past, my Furbies, Furby people out there. That's what I'm saying. It's like how it's made. How it's made is great. It will listen. You can listen to like ice hear like them like. Painting fucking cabinets or some bullshit, and it's like the most interesting thing ever. I don't know how it maids does it, but they do it. Make it interesting. Shout out to Rick and Morty reference. Sustainable. Fucking sustainable environment. Doing it sometimes though, like you'd be like watching some fucking video and you'd be like, man, this shit sounds interesting. I agree with it. And then like 30 seconds later you try to explain to your friend and you're like, just go watch it. It sounds it makes sense when you watch it or some shit. Cause those essay videos go for a long ass time, so it's hard, everything you forget, and that's why I like rewatch them like 5 bajillion times anyway, so. I'm gonna pause at 24:45. There's also another character named Vicky. I think you've heard her. She was also cut due to budgetary reasons as well, which is the actor for the thing. But I think, to be honest with you, as I continue, I need to be very, just like all things, to budgetary and just your creative thing goes wild, and you sometimes have to cut stuff down. So that was one of the casualties, is Vicky and his parent, and also Jason's parents. So when you do these type of things, especially in a limited budget, I would suggest that you try to limit the characters as much as you can. Try to get the just try to do a few mains, or if one, if so, just one. If not, and any sort of small thing as well. Don't really list it. As happened backstage, is that I listed a lot of these things that are only like 5 or 10 seconds long, and that's probably wasn't a good idea. So I'll remember for next time to just have the main characters there, the ones I'll be paying, stuff like that, and the other characters are 30 seconds. I'll just let them just say, hey, come back and contact me. That was one of the things that I learned from the experience of trying to do casting and just having a small budget. So I'm at $24.45. Any secret sex rooms. I just want a bowl. Oh, stupid secret sex room. But to be honest with you, secret sex rooms do sound interesting. And I would like to recommend that for all restaurants. I'm not clubs because there's probably a little bit too much going on. Well, I guess a club too. You know what? Everything should have sex rooms in it. All restaurants, clubs, all that should have a sex room. I support it. I support sex rooms. I'm gonna pause on 2614. This is actually also a transactor, the Marvel Rex. Marvel Rex also is Marvel. I think they're doing a show. They're also doing some other things. So definitely hit them up. Marvel A Rex. I think they also have a website you can go to. They do a lot of indie art and stuff like that. So I'll definitely hit him up. So he was a great, really great actor as well. It was also very hard to find. I think even transmasculine person also even harder to find. But I was able to find one. There was two. One unfortunately came too late to do the audition, and Marvel came up, and Marvel was great. Was really great. I know they were great acting. So hopefully, I would say, yeah, check out Marvel Rex. As I said, all these people are on, I think, my IMDb page if you search for it. And if you want any sort of work for them, he's definitely down to do some, I think, more work and stuff like that. They also do, I think, also astrology if you want to get one of those things or readings or anything like that. So definitely hit Marvel Rex up. It will continue at 2614. He said that he got really, really angry. He got really angry in this one. He's supposed to be. And he was saying, like, he really got there. That's what I'm saying. That's what I said. He really knew how to capture this kind of angry annoyance thing. Love it. Just love it. Thank you. Marvel, he knew how to like really get that. Yeah. See, that's what I mean. Secret orgy city all around, restaurants, everything. All around. I don't even know. Furby. I can't. That's so hilarious. What's someone like came and just yelled at you, Furby? You're like, what? You'd be like, what's going on? Furby is definitely not a very good derogatory word. Maybe, I don't think it's good. There's Clara. Pause on this, 2848. I auditioned at Clara. She seemed very knowledgeable. And unfortunately, she was able not to get the other part, but she definitely got able to do script supervisor. And I really do thank her for doing the review over because I did have some from, so as I said before, I was trying to find some talent. As I said, I didn't have a big enough pool, I felt. But I sent it to a talent agency, which is probably not the greatest thing to send it to because first thing you had a limited budget and all that, whatever. The head of the talent agency did have a, had various criticisms for it. Which made me realize to change some stuff. I changed the ending and stuff like that. As I said, it wasn't like a big deal. I didn't really like my first script. I didn't really like the ending anyway too much. So it was okay with me that I changed the ending and stuff like that. It wasn't like, as I said, it wasn't like, oh my goodness, it's not shows my true vision. It was just, okay, I can, okay. I took the challenge and I think I actually made it better. So... actually made it better, so I guess thank the talent agency. But other than that, once Clara, which is also a trans woman as well, when she looked it over, she said she did some minor stuff here and there, but she did great. She was also helpful in the recording as well. Was very good trying to direct, to help me direct it. I don't know what they call it, maybe stage director or whatever. She helped me to pull out the characters that I wanted out of it. And that's kind of what I mean is I think I was having difficulties in recordings at the time to trying to convey what kind of characters I wanted. That's what I'm trying to say to everybody is really try as a person to really get your characters down, understand how they are. Because if you can't direct them, then they're not going to be able to do it. But as I said, I think I did as much as I can to provide of what I wanted. Like, I wanted there. And then, Clara was able to convey to those actors what I kind of wanted. And from their actor point of view and to put it in. And I'd like to thank Clara for that, really especially. As I said, she didn't really have to do that. She really didn't have to do that, to be honest. She could have just done the scripting and left, but she did stay. She stayed on the whole thing, the whole production, and stayed for the several of the recordings that I did. And I really do thank her for doing that. She didn't have to do that at all. She could have just done nothing, but she could have done the script writing and then off she went. But she did these things, and I really appreciate what she did. So. Definitely check Clara Tan out. I think she has Instagram. She also has she does a podcast as well. I think it's a Star Trek podcast. I think she also does a D&D podcast. So if you want to look her up, just search for Clara Tan on Instagram and also on Facebook. I think she does come up. So definitely support her if you can. She and also I think she also is good enough to work too. So definitely contact her if you're interested. She's very, very hands-on. I think she's very good from what I got from her. So, a big shout out to her again. As I said, I'm trying to support everybody I can. So I need to put all these shout outs in there. So. Let's go to 2848. I think is it a howl next thing? I think a howl is where they have like actual like sexual things. I think that's actually a thing. I think so. I thought, that dog thing. God. Oh no. Man. Like as if it was like an actual show, this would be like honestly would have to be on HBO. If honestly would have to be on HBO, it could be on anything else. So it could definitely not be on a network show. And to see myself like this, if I saw myself, oh my God, I wouldn't know. It's just hard to even just record this, but to do it in actual real life, that would be crazy. But. Pause at 30:31:01. So this old lady, and she'll also be coming up a little bit later, is Mrs. Anna Hall. Anna Hall was actually the, I think, one of the only people when I listened to her audition made me laugh out loud, to be honest. Laugh the fuck out loud. And like, I just told them to just like, these are these three actors, just like try to do improv. And her improv was hilarious. I was like, I wasn't even gonna pay for it. I was like, no, I'm gonna give her these, like a couple of these things, and I'll let her and I'll pay for it. That's how I was very impressed with what she did. Especially for a dinky shit like me. And she did just great improv to me personally. I thought she's a very funny person. Anna Hall, thought she was very funny. It was utterly hilarious. But let's continue on 3101. Let's listen to me and Anna, the funny Anna, and the dude try to, and my acting skills go against Anna's. So let's see. Quatrot, my mammy. That's the way I say that like that. Ha ha ha! It's out there, guys. I wish I would have did that a little bit better, but as I said, this is my first time doing voice acting, so. I know it is. I like to say I could never do this to my dog ever. I know somebody that actually put a puppy into the pound, and I was just utterly. I'll never live it down on that. Yes, this is actually not improv. This is actually what I wrote. So if it sounds kind of weird, I'm a weird guy, so that's how it came. Yeah, so this is that. Yeah, this is improv because Anna's good at it, and I let her just do whatever because she's good. So I just let her go. Out to Frederick County with Myersville. Like, what the fuck? And I appreciate you. This hilariousness. But anyway, not me gushing over all my actors that they're all doing it. I'm gonna pause at 37:28. I want to talk about, I guess, my influences. So my influences for this was Seinfeld, Curb Your Enthusiasm, and Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Probably Always Sunny. Always Sunny was probably one of my favorite shows, comedy shows of all time. Just the absolutely funny and absurdity of it. I love it. These shitty people. I don't know how to explain it. I think it's funny. They think with Seinfeld, the same type of thing. Shitty people doing stupid things. I think it's utterly hilarious. Same thing with Curb. It's just like, I like that cringe comedy that sort of That's just the type of things I like. I don't know if the influences are seen in these episodes, but that's kind of going on. The character that's kind of a shitty person. It's kind of selfish, does things for himself, like that type of thing. I was trying to incorporate into the show. As you can see, that's what Jason was. So it's kind of like that Seinfeld, that Curb, and like that type of thing. Like you're always sunny. I think I kind of have an always sunny ending a little bit. I guess not, because it's even you put them in the worst of situations, but we'll see in the ending. It's still a little bit bad, but not as bad as the thing. We'll keep going. 3728, sorry. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, he is. I know. I think. Zoe kind of did. I love it. Yeah, there we go. Oh, man. she was great. Not make us never all my actors all the time. Gotta do it, man. Because you picked it for a reason, because they're good. So I think this is also something that could have been rewritten a little bit. I think because in the previous script, her great dick sucking was her oral sex skills. Let's say that were also more emphasized in that script. I think this also could have been rewritten. Because it was more emphasized in that previous script. In this one, it was a little more toned down. In this one, but let's keep going. Let's keep going at 4034. Yeah, that's skill. That's a god power, I'll tell you that. I thought she was great. She's just so funny. I mean, look at laughing at euthanization. No, that is not a joke. Don't. I pause at 42:22. So yeah, in my ending, actually, my first ending, I was going back and forth between, was it actually going to be euthanized or not? And then I'm going the softer route. I don't know. I think the other one would have been a little bit, I guess, to me personally, a little more funnier. But I ended up doing the softer way. And as you see in the ending, the dog is actually dead. Spoiler. But I went back and forth on that and I ended up doing that. So if I did the euthanization, it was probably more of like a, you know, Always Sunny. And I kind of went for more of like a Seinfeldish, I guess, more ending on that. But yeah, so yeah, I went back and forth and that was, I guess I picked a more softer one, softer tone. But, you know, I think it still works. I think it's still funny. 42:22. Oh, hook up, fuck up. Fuck up. This is how I want to go dancing, like, hook up. It's like you put one of them XCs on your tongue, and you're like, yeah, I'm sorry, Anthony did great. Also, Mook Baby did the credits. Shout out to her, my bestie. One of my besties. If I don't say that, she'll go crazy if I don't say it. So, fuck up. Bitches say bitches they can. Oh, I forgot to shout out to Jesse White. Jesse White was Chris. So shout out to Jesse. Jesse White. Yes, it's the same name as me. So, well, my first name anyway. So shout out to Jesse. If you also want to know his work, I think he's also on IMDb. So shout out to his work. Fuck Alex, no, I'm kidding. Thank you, Zach. Thank you, everybody. Let me keep going. Okay, we're done. So that's the end of my commentary, I guess. So I would like to, I would like to thank anybody who listened, even just for 30 seconds. I'd like to thank you for doing that. to see, like, at least some people played it is a very interesting to me, even if you didn't like it. Interesting to me. I would like to thank all the cast for doing this. You know, just to me, just a guy, being just a guy. I would like to thank Ludius Productions. Shout out to him and his group. I think he does some hip-hop stuff. You want to listen to his stuff, beats and stuff. But thank you for letting us do the recording there. It was great. I had a great time. You made it even better you made it even better to do the recording there. So I'd like to thank everybody that helped me around. I mean, Alex, like I said, Nick, these other people that helped me out to listen to it, read the script and stuff like that. I'd like to thank them for that. I just like to most thank my influences. Like, yeah, thank all my influences and stuff like that on it too. I just like to thank everybody in the production for doing this. I really appreciate what you guys did. They helped me do this, and because I said it's not just me. I just wrote the thing, but you guys made it alive. And all your input, guys, all your guys' input made it to become what it is. And I like to thank you for it. It may not be the greatest. It may not be. I think it's great. It may not be the greatest thing to anybody, but I think it's a very. It's a encapsulation of a person trying to make something creative and funny, and just to prove lies in the world. Anyway, off of that tangent. So what's next for this episode? Okay, so. I don't know yet. I have some ideas for episodes, for Hook Up Fuck Up. But unfortunately, I haven't written down yet. I've been writing scripts for a new sci-fi series, from an idea from a fictional podcast to another. You need to write your episodes and record them, and then do all this thing before you do this one thing. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make several episodes, write these scripts and do several episodes, and it should be something coming up, hopefully by maybe the fall or something. I'll try to get myself up and try to finish these scripts. Because I do love doing this. It gets me a way to do my creative outlet. So I would like to do some more fictional podcasting, especially. But with the Hook Up Fuck Up, I'll try to get back to that, hopefully. But I just need some ideas. And once I get some ideas, I think I have maybe two ideas. I need some more. So, all right. But once again, I'd like to thank everybody that helped. Everybody that helped me in this stuff. I know it'll help in the future with my future stuff. So, check us out. Creaky Nannerlings. Check us out. I do have a Twitter and stuff. It's been going for very long. Hopefully we'll get more activated. My other podcast, just the shoot the shit one, the geeks one, the geek podcast, the 20th billion podcast, Into the Void. It's coming back. Oh shit. It's coming back. Oh yes. It's coming back. Ladies and gentlemen, I just got to get my co-host to get the thing. And also a new co-host is coming too. So that's fucking great, right? A new guy's coming, and I think he's going to add a lot more. I'm excited to him to come and have a little chat with us. I'm excited for just Creaky Nannerlings Productions. We're going to get this ball rolling. We're going to get this more content out for you guys, because this is what I do. Creaky Nannerlings, as I said, number one in... All our number one thing is fun. That's it. Number one thing. That's it for me for content. So, all right. Once again, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for everybody in the production. Thank you all the people that helped me with this episode. And I will see you guys very soon. Thank you.